only happy to come.
It's very nice of you to say so. Anybody like to open with prayer? Not I will do it for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity we have of being in your presence and in the company of each other, united as we are in the work we are privileged to do, and which we wish to continue to the best of our ability. We thank you for the help you give us, for those who come from the other side to give us all their knowledge and wisdom. And we ask that we may always treat it as it is given, with humility and sincerity. Amen.
Thank you. Can I say before we begin this evening, the work would not be given to you if we were not sure of that humility. So we thank you for those words, but they are necessary. I wish to say once again how important it is to pray. That is the common word, but I would rather, as I have said before, say to you to offer yourselves to be of use to mankind. This may be a good exercise if each one of you, at the beginning of each session, could manage to offer a prayer to the Almighty and Gracious.
I'll ask my colleagues if they will do that. We used to do that always, but there is always a great diffidence amongst people when they are asked to do this. But we will try.
If they don't want to or feel uncomfortable, I understand.
Yes.
But I feel the exercise would be good for all of you.
Yes, I agree.
But of course they can decline if they so wish.
I have been hoping that they have each been praying in their own way silently before the meetings.
Shall I say yes for them?
Thank you. You know more than I do.
Now, let us see. I am happy to answer any questions, but I want to devote some time this evening to trying something a little different.
Yes. Sure.
I will say a little later.
Right.
Firstly, let us have your question, if there are.
Yes, I have one that springs from what you told us last week about the need to learn how to recognize energy and beauty and so on and so on. And you did mention having no sight, that being unnecessary to appreciate beauty. of course we can understand that somebody who has had sight and lost it is, still has thoughts to draw upon and memories. But in the case of a person who is blind from birth, are they given any particular sense to enable them to appreciate the beauty they cannot see? I know they develop all sorts of wonderful powers.
Yes, let me speak on this. Of course, their other senses are more developed if they are without their sight. And if you can imagine closing your eyes in your dream state, are not things as vivid as they are in your awakened state?
Sure.
Something similar occurs to those who have been without a vision from birth. As the sight is denied them, so too is that sense within their mind developed. So, in effect, they can see pictures, if you like. They are almost inspired, perhaps, that is a better word, with vision. Vision without sight. It is almost another thought process. Something you would find difficult to understand in your everyday terms. But they do see colors, they do see visions, they do see pictures. So, the development of their touch, their smell, their hearing is enhanced, and so too comes the inspiration of the pictures within their minds. Is that sufficient for you?
Yes, thank you. I thought there must be something like that, because there would have to be some compensation on what they're losing in having no sight. And when you spoke about being blind but still appreciating beauty, that's the only way I could imagine that it would be done, by impressions from your world.
It is what I was speaking of last week.
That's right.
When your senses are enhanced to their highest degree, you are feeling the energies that are around you. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So, if the one who is without sight is to touch, let me say, a newspaper, that person is picking up those vibrations of energy within that paper. Something that most of you have lost.
Yes.
But that is why those senses are developed to such a great degree.
Yes.
They develop, it's a natural development. It should be a natural thing for all of you. But of course it is lost, as we have spoken of.
Yes. Thank you for the answer to that one. Next question before I offer to anybody else. Many people here are becoming very concerned about the approaching overpopulation of the earth. Not only because of the lack of room there will be for people, but because of the lack of facilities such as water. There is a limited amount of water upon which we can draw from the natural processes. Also, there is a limited amount of earth to provide us with food. And the more we develop the population, the more we have to give ground to houses and roads and so on. Do you see an answer to the overpopulation problem?
Can I say to you, there is a decrease now in population. Do you not see it?
No.
You do not?
No, so far as the figures... I was listening to a discussion on this only yesterday, and the general consensus of opinion is that the earth is becoming much more overpopulated than it should be.
Let me say this to you. Peoples that you call third world people,
yes,
are already receiving instruction on how to keep down their numbers. Is that not true?
Yes, that is true.
If that is true, then why do you fear an explosion of numbers? The education, the knowledge is already being given to them for the very reasons you state.
Yes.
So, if the education, the knowledge is being given and it is being heeded, there will be no explosion of population. I also say to you, resources on your earth are not limited. They are unbound, but not limited. I have to say this to you.
I'm sorry. That's extremely interesting, but is there not a limitation on the availability of water?
My friend, as I have said, much in your world has yet to be discovered. There will be ways and means for all of these things to come to you when the time is right. I have to say this too. Resources are not limited. The only thing that is limited at the moment are your minds as to what is available. That is the only limitation placed upon you.
That I can accept.
Yes, I don't wish to seem to, how shall I say, put you down.
No, it's a fact.
But, yes, there are more resources to be discovered on your world.
Well, that's most interesting.
Again, it is the time factor.
Yes.
But the inspiration and knowledge will be given at the correct time.
Good.
But let me reassure you, there will be no explosion of population.
Okay. Well, you can all, of course, see further ahead than we can, so I accept that. I was going to say happily, it shouldn't really affect me, but of course it does. Inasmuch as one is concerned about the generations to come.
Of course, and that can only be a good thought.
Thank you for the answer. It's certainly very, very encouraging.
There is much on your earth still not inhabited, is there not?
Yes.
There is much land that is not lived upon.
Yes.
So, let me say, as far as the area of land is concerned, you cannot be overpopulated within many hundreds of years. But as I say, the resources will come to light when the time is right.
Could I answer a supplementary question to that? Do you see our deserts being made cultivated areas? There has been much talk about it, but the cost is said to be so astronomical that it can't even be considered. I'm wondering if, in fact, the deserts can be made to produce food.
It is one of those areas that can be developed. Yes, you are touching on one of the things I am speaking of.
Good.
When the knowledge is available, all of these things can happen. Yes, that is true. Much has yet to take place upon your earth. You sometimes send up these thoughts of despair, of destruction. If only you could be a little more outward looking, a little more forward in your thinking, then more could be given. Sometimes we see a whole area of pessimism. Is that the correct word?
Yes, it is.
It is almost like a shadow that covers your world. it is something that you should guard against.
Yes.
But I speak not only of the individual man, but of all the powers in all the countries of your world. There is this pessimism that seems to continue and which we must dispel.
But I'm glad you're looking and helping to do that, because the average well-thinking person does despair because of the greed which is so prevalent in the destruction of the rainforests, the denuding of the ocean of fish, and so on and so on.
Of course.
Destruction all the time.
You must know an about turn, if you like, in your thinking
yes.
on these matters. But again, these things are beginning to happen.
Good.
We see a light there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a struggle. It always has been. But we can see a light of hope and encouragement.
Splendid.
And of course, remember, the whole geology, the whole structure of your earth is one moving mass. There will be times when new lands appear and some will disappear. It is all part of the evolution, of course.
Yes.
But these things will be for the better.
Good. Well, what you say is certainly comforting, and my questions are partly because I'm hoping that we can give the benefit of your knowledge to our fellow man by publicizing it, publishing it, to those who are willing to read and to learn.
Of course. We can only hope that this time man will listen. So many times down the centuries has man listened and then put it to one side.
Yes, and so you're absolutely right.
It has been a great struggle for us to maintain that truth, that spiritual truth.
I'm sure it must have been, and it's all because of greed and the desire for money and material objects.
That is why at this time there is a concerted effort amongst us to walk, to talk, to do all we can to instruct you upon your birth at this time.
Well, it's very comforting and encouraging, thank you. There's one other question, if I might, but it is not of any material significance, but we're many people here are still discussing the reason for the disappearance, apparently in a short space of time, of the dinosaurs. Are you able to give any explanation as to what calamity caused that?
Yes, I think I can.
If it's not encroaching on your time, it's not a trivial question, though it hasn't any great significance.
At the time the dinosaurs roamed your earth, they were magnificent creatures.
Powerful,
strong, with everything there to sustain them. Their food, the earth all around them, made them strong. At that time, there was, how shall we say, an explosion from space, which hit your earth at that time, destroying mostly the food that these animals survived on. It in fact changed the structure of the whole of the earth, which meant because they could not survive without their foodstuff, and, of course, they lived in lush, lush green lands. With the explosion of your earth, so too came climatic changes. From hot, it became much, much colder. So gradually, these great animals could not exist. It was a natural happening that was meant to be. And so, too, down the ages, each species has reigned supreme. I may say too, at the moment, it is mankind, but he too is on a destructive course.
Yes.
But the reason behind the destruction of all the animals was a geological one, an atmospheric one, a loss of food and other animals, which helped to sustain these great, great dinosaurs. They roamed the earth for a great, great time.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much for that answer. It's most interesting because our scientists had developed a theory that it was a climatic change and an ice age, as they call it, which destroyed them, but you have given further information. Thank you.
It was climatic, but also a little more than that.
Yes, yes, you made it quite clear now. Thank you. And on that same subject, and that will be my last question, Sandra, you want to do something else? What are they going to ask? Are we still having to find what we call a missing link between the animal and human kingdom? We keep discovering bones which are given pride of place for a time as a missing link, but I feel that there is still something missing before the whole picture can be painted.
As much as your scientists think they know, let me tell you, they only scratch the surface.
Yes.
Even on their timing, which today they are very proud of, I can say to you, their timing is very much wrong. They need to go further, further back. I will discuss this more another time, because time is short this
yes.
evening. But when they go back thousands, millions of years, they date such a bone, they date such a rock. I'm afraid most of the knowledge that they have is not quite correct. You are true when you say there is a missing link, but it will not be discovered just yet. We need to go further and further back in time. I, as I have said, will speak more on this subject.
It will be most interesting. We look forward to it.
It is something that will interest you all, I am sure. But there is a missing link.
I thought there was. Thank you very much.
But, let me say, the scientists really are out on their dates.
I'm not surprised. Thank you. Right, now I'm going to leave it to you, because you wish to do something else, and I must. You should get on with that. I'm taking too much time. I'm sorry. But it becomes so interesting when you're here that I forget time.
What is time?
Only something on loan.
What is time, yes. Yes, it is such a short time I am here. But I am sure we can give much. This evening, I want to try something with all of you.
Yes.
I want you all to be quiet and still. I want you to see as if you are looking into a mirror.
Okay.
And if you will, after, say, 10, 15 minutes of your time, if you would go around each one, if they are able to speak, and there may be one or two who cannot, I would like them quietly, please, to say what they are seeing. What I am trying to achieve is to show them their true selves Truly oneness.
Yes, I do indeed. I will do that now then. Thank you.
Speak.
You can speak now. When you're praying, you can speak to us. Say whatever you wish to say. Friends. There's no blame and there is no criticism. You say what you wish. Strength to do it in a minute. Not that I do what I have to say. You think it will be given to you. That's why you don't ask. Is that right? Are you afraid to ask? Forgiveness. God bless you. Now you can be happy. Now you can face the world. You heard what was said, you are forgiven.
I heard.
Good, that's fine.
Speak to us, my son. Let it come from the heart. Let yourself be free. We love you. We want to help you. Speak to us.
Please, do.
I didn't mean to do it.
We know. All we want is to embrace you in our love and our light. But first, you need to learn to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. It is the hardest thing that you must do. we love you, my son, who are surrounded by much, much love. But don't you see, you cannot go forward until that forgiveness is given to another.
You can make amends if that's what you wish by helping many, many others.
I wish to go with the others.
You can go with the others once you have done as you were asked, forgive yourself. Then you can go with them. They'll accept you. But they can't make you forgive yourself. That is something you have to do.
It is very hard.
Of course it is. That's why you're in here tonight, for us to offer help, to assist you to do it. But we can't do it for you.
There is something he wishes to ask, but
yes,
he is afraid.
Please ask.
Don't be afraid of me, my son. Ask what you will. I will endeavor to help all that I can. What is it you wish to ask me? Don't hear
it. It is difficult.
Of course it is. We understand that. But we can't ask it for you. Give yourself the pleasure of asking, will you? Then you can go with the others when these things are dealt with. Isn't it worth it? If you want to follow them and be with them.
You want to help, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Are those words too difficult for you to say to me? It is what we have waited to hear from you. The desire, the wish to help others. That is what you want, is it not?
That is correct.
But first, my son, we need to show you a little more of yourself before you can do that. By speaking with us, to us, by asking to be forgiven, you have taken that first step. Now I say to you, go with those who have brought you. And I can say this to you with an open heart. You will be guided by those who love you, who want to help you, and you can take it one step at a time from there.
You understand?
I do.
May God's blessings be with you.
And from all of us.
And encourage you. Help you. And give you the love that you need to sustain you. God bless you, my son. Now, go. Go with those who brought you.
You want backwards to go forwards.
Before you go,
yes.
Let me say, there are so many of these souls who find it so difficult to forgive themselves.
Yes.
They think their transgressions are worse than anything that could be. Of course they are wrong. We only want to help them, to love them.
Of course.
But sometimes they imprison themselves in their own prison.
Again, the power of thought.
Again, the power of thought.
And of course, at any time you wish for one to be brought there like that, you're really too happy to help.
There will be many times I have to say to you.
You should accept it.
There will be many times when the unusual will happen. It is not unplanned.
I'm sorry to say.
I don't want you to think that.
No.
But
I know.
This gentleman has much to give. Tonight we wanted to show that element of the soul who needed to ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
The forgiveness is within themselves, but it is when they see someone like me, they feel they need to ask our forgiveness. And sometimes we need to give it to them before they can continue on.
I can understand that.
It has been a long time for that gentleman, let me say. He has been lost a soul for a considerable time. I thank you all for the help he has been given.
We're privileged to have been able to, and we thank you for giving us the opportunity. It's part of what we have to do.
Again, no thanks, please. No thanks.
Right, I've done enough of it.
Now, let us see if anyone can recognize themselves.
Do you have any recollections, David?
No, just to see myself considering.
Just yourself and the alterations?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The lady's mind is too active.
The lady's mind is too active, David.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. We will sort that for you.
George?
Maybe that my mind is too active as well.
Yours is too active. I have to listen to it, I think, all of you. Paul?
It's difficult to get the mirror. But, maybe a few animals, like cats, a bird or something.
Yeah. is getting clairvoyance more than a reflection of yourself?
Yeah, I suppose it was, yeah.
Okay,
Herbert?
I'm afraid I can't concentrate for a moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, don't worry. Mark?
Yeah, I think I was directed as well.
I'm directed. Mm-hmm. Is it not an individual function? I'm not going to ask you. Jack?
I wasn't sure, but someone in a blue and white striped t-shirt. I couldn't see myself, and then I saw Soldier come into it, so I don't know, I wasn't sure.
So they were probably getting clairvoyance instead of self-reflection. Somebody in a blue and white t-shirt.
I couldn't see the face, I wasn't sure whether it was me or... I don't know.
Well, that's not important, you just saw the figure.
Mm.
You can describe the dress anyway.
Sure.
Yes, that's the main thing at the moment. And Sandra?
I'm feeling. Did you see me something speak? No, I think you were dozing.
You were dozing?
I must have
been. Never mind, doesn't matter. Don't worry. Did you? I don't have to comment on the future part.
We will try it again.
Yes.
Sometime.
Good.
But the gentleman who you said was having clairvoyance, in actual fact, he was seeing a true reflection of what he is.
What's that?
I don't mean physically.
Yeah.
I mean what he is.
The one who said he saw animals?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not see it's the goodness that flows from his soul? That is what he is seeing.
I see.
I am not asking that they see a mirror image of themselves.
Yeah.
That is what I was trying to get to, and that is what the young gentleman was seeing.
Oh, good. That's nice for him, then. Thank you.
He has an affinity with animals, although he is unaware of it at this particular time in his life. But in his years to come, he may even have more to do with them. And I say, at some stage in his life, he'll care for them.
Have you heard that thought?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Yes, I misinterpreted what you had seen.
No matter. I did not want to say too much.
No.
Because then it would influence the minds of those who are in
the room. Of course. And I can do thank you once more for what you have done for us and what you have given us. And I would ask you if you would kindly close for us.
Great and gracious Spirit, as we have gathered here this evening, we give thanks for all that has been done. We ask that we be enfolded in your love and light again as we depart our separate ways. And each and every one of us offer ourselves to you to be used as a vessel. Until such time as we gather here in this earthly temple, may your blessings be placed upon each and every one of them, that when we come together once again, as we surely will, great and gracious Spirit, grant us that wisdom. And